I'll share a few observations and thoughts on selected macroeconomic and social developments in South Africa over the past 15 years. As it has already been mentioned, as of the 9th of November, I will duly retire to my little property in Limpopo and try and grow avocado fruits. And as such, I might no longer be in a position to make any commentary on monetary policy. I therefore take full advantage of this platform to remind all of us about some home truths, one of which is that no central bank worthy of its salt can ever tolerate high inflation. And this should be the case in particular when some in our society think that the louder they shout, the more the truth about what they shout about. Price stability may not be a sufficient condition, but I maintain here this evening that it is a necessary condition for sustained economic growth and prosperity. I'd like to think that Stephen Bantu Biko would have been somewhat happy to see the fairly contained pace of inflation over the past 15 years, knowing fully the dire consequences of inflation for the poor, those who are unable to hedge against inflation. I'm happy to note that since 1994, average headline inflation has amounted to approximately 6.5% per annum. Over the preceding 15 years, i.e. 1979 to 1994, headline inflation had averaged 14% per annum. Inflation has been uneven over the period, though, induced typically by significant changes in key exogenous drivers of inflation, such as oil prices. Secondly, the recent strike action has led some commentators to describe this as a winter of discontent. You can tell that anybody who writes about the winter of discontent has got a lot of English influence. I do not particularly share that view.